You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you again.
With it being National Eye Health Week this week, both RNIB Scotland and RNIB Cymru have launched their manifestos with the lead up to the 2026 Scottish and Welsh elections.
Yeah, that's right. It's an important week. It gives us an opportunity to talk about eye health and interesting just to talk to you with a bit of a focus on what we do in our devolved nations. You know, as I've said many times in various interviews over the years, on Connect Radio, you know, UK-wide charities, RNIB, you know, we absolutely aren't London-centric or English-centric. Actually, we get a lot of strength and a lot of insight and a lot of achievement for the organisation comes from devolved nations, you know, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, all with a particular slight difference. You know, we're not a one-size-fits-all in the UK. We need to recognise that, and that's why we have very strong local presence. But last week, we published a couple of manifestos, one for Scotland and one for Wales, which, you know, have some common themes clearly around eye health, but also talk to some of the, you know, the very local challenges and opportunities that exist in each of those individual nations. And I think, you know, just maybe picking up Scotland just as a bit of a worked example. Recently, we refurbished our office in Edinburgh, which we opened, you know, with a lot of sort of volunteers and visually impaired customers and partners coming along to help us celebrate and open it in the middle of August. So that's a real sign of our commitment, you know, to being in Scotland, wanting to invest in our fabric and sort of infrastructure. And it's great we've been able to publish the sort of manifesto. And I think just at a high level, without diving into all the detail, you know, there's some very strong asks that play to the local agenda in Scotland around eye health and eye care, around social care and how you support people living with sight loss. A big one, you know, with our In My Way report recently, generally is around making our streets accessible. And Scotland's led the charge actually on getting the sort of, you know, going into bat against pavement parking with some success clearly in Scotland. General point about making our streets accessible to all, I said, and then by extension, accessible transport. And we're doing a lot of work locally, as we are doing in Wales, actually with bus providers to help train bus drivers to understand how you support visually impaired staff and working on accessible comms, you know, for bus travellers. Critical one, employment, clearly a big national question at the moment we're working on, but one which has strong local resonance. We're looking at Scottish Social Security and how some of those powers that sit with the devolved nations in terms of making decisions on social care and budgets, you know, absolutely we should be lobbying as we are doing within a devolved nation sort of context. Again, education is a big area of local devolved power. So again, making sure Scottish and Welsh governments are providing appropriate educational support, and clearly big job to lobby in Westminster on that, and a special education needs bill going through this autumn. But, you know, strong local decisions taken on education, which we need to get involved in. And then finally, and critically for all of us with our democratic franchises, ensuring people with sight loss can vote independently. And, you know, one of my first visits to a assembly in my time at the RNIB was to going in to meet some MSPs back in 2019 with James Adams in Scotland, talking about accessible voting at the time. We've come a long way with our sort of turned out reports over the years about accessible voting. And we're more advanced in the devolved nations, with a big promise actually in Wales next year that we're going to get a full national assembly elections, you know, fully accessible in a way that we haven't achieved yet across the UK. And so you can see from things I've read out, very common, understandable topics, but us going into bat with a very strong local relevance in each of the devolved nations.
And of course, at the moment, we've got all the party political conferences going on, and I know the RNIB has a presence on, I think, most of them, I think.
Yeah, it's an important time. I mean, politics doesn't seem to go away, does it? But actually, Westminster's quite quiet because people still in technically in recess, even though obviously we had Donald Trump's visit last week, which took the agenda. There's been quite a lot going on in Whitehall as Keir Starmer's been trying to reset the government through September, with the odd well-documented challenge, but it's really party conference season. So we've been at most of them. We have people at the Lib Dems this week who down on the South Coast, we don't have a stand, but we're trying to be more nimble in engaging people through more fluid ways. Really the bigger one we're attending and I'm attending is next week at the Labour Party conference, you know, clearly party of government, and obviously a lot happening, which we are very much involved in around the NHS, around education, employment, welfare, transport, things we've just touched on in the devolved nations manifestos, in fact, but at a national level, you know, some big work going through. So we need to be there We are there. We've got a pretty full agenda over 2 days of attending a variety of meetings, meeting a variety of people, and also critically hosting an event as the RNIB, which is the first time we've done this, on the Monday afternoon with an interesting panel of visually impaired people from the world of sort of commercial world, from technology, you know, talking about the general issues around accessibility, and hoping to get a good smattering of sort of Labour Party attendees and maybe one or two politicians on the panel. So yeah, important season. I mean, these things can seem a bit like lots of people congregate and you're a bit like ships that pass in the night, but actually you do make contacts, you do see people, you do have meaningful conversations. And I hope that our event on Monday acts as a bit of a magnet to draw some people in who we can then talk to and evangelise about, and they can go away from the party conference and help us, you know, down the line. So yeah, it's important we're there, and it's an interesting time in September when all these party conferences go on.
I'm talking about events. I think earlier this week in the RNIB's Grimaldi building, we had a WeWalk event.
Yeah, so on Wednesday this week in our London office, we had the latest event we've hosted here. We've had a good run in September of hosting events actually through the photography exhibition and an accessible media symposium last week. So we now move on. And we hosted an event yesterday with WeWalk. WeWalk are a company who we've been working with alongside people like Imperial College and one or two other of our partners in the sector to develop a sort of the most accessible, technologically advanced cane, hence WeWalk. And this is a cane that's designed to, you know, at a simple level, operate as a cane, but at a more sophisticated level, a lot of technology to help you navigate, move around, know what is around you, help with directions, and be able to provide a sort of fuller service than just a traditional cane. We've been working on this through our innovation team, as I say, with the people from WeWalk and with Imperial College, University of London, to develop this. And we're up to about a third release just about at the moment, with ever more clearly sophisticated sort of technology and capability. And so this was a chance yesterday to host about 60 people from commercial partners, sector partners, academics, users, you know, some of the people who provided the insight, and have a couple of hour session, including some presentations and a panel discussion around the cane and around general issues about navigation and accessibility, which again was a great event that we could host and convene. Good that we're providing the platform for this, and we need to be now working hard to try and get this technology out and making a difference to blind and partially sighted people's lives. But you know, good that we were able to host that event, Toby, this week.
Well, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby. Good to speak to you. Busy week, but good to be reporting back on the Labour Party conference next week.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.